kabwa bekomere kenda akamoja mukago moyo gwabusoga mama muri mutya muri mutya mwe barikwe kumira ku moyo gwabusoga tusemera tusema bwongerwa yefe bali amunagalirirwa wa moyo bana tubasema abantu bangaba nawe yinda abantu bangabe bugweri abantu abayiganga nendo kubanga mbala mukisako erambala mukiza kwirawe nawe na mu biti bya mulimo nendo kubanga nebaza abantu betukungana nabo ku the bridge Calvary Chapel mama ni baba tubasimira tubasimira era mutatola ngoko era nendo kubanga nebaza muri yo wife owe myoyo yo eri mukoya oyo alitusa ku ekibono na mukiza ni mama Lydia kobati ye bali kubanga akukuma banange katuvugirire tusenge baba wa mu weekend tukoyanze zolwa kaire ko tuwaire tukoyanze zolwa bula mu watu okuve twazalibwa kutusabtinga tukawera baba banji kamala bafire banji kamala bajire ai baba okatukuma ai rata endo kubanga sengera abona bona abalwaire abatali kwewulira bulungi abali maspatala agenda ulo abali anaidinda regional fire hospital abali eiganga enakavule abali ekamulie mulago abali ekiruddwere buganda abali emulago naye mwa batengamire wakababa tusabo bengo batako mukono gwogonya ayirata nende okubanga minga era nga nsindikiriza omuzimu ogw'obutendeza omuzimu ogw'entaka omuzimu ogw'okulwanalwana omuzimu ogw'okusoolasoola omuzimu ogw'obutendeza omuzimu ogw'ekiruyi omuzimu ogw'obukambwe omuzimu ogw'okukuba ebiwala omuzimu ogw'okwerozaloza omuzimu ogw'okwesibayirize omuzimu ogw'okwesandaga lata minga emyoyo egyo gibenga gijya lata nabanga asaba wa mwoyo w'omwamufu aleeta okwenda aleeta okwendeza aleeta iwoyo aleeta obuwombeefu aleeta okusabiragana aleeta owaseruganda baba benga yetebeka mitima gy'abantu ayirata saba ekibona kiri gy'okubulira olwaleero kibenga kingira kuntobodde emitima gy'aba batesama waita ku mwoyo gwa busoga lata baongo baigula amato ag'emyoyo gyaibwe babenga basangaza ekibono ky'omu ngeri enungamu baba tukusaba bwa busabe nga tukwegayira n'emitima emyetowaze emitima emiikaikamu nti baba tusonyiwe nayo nawe twonoine baba tusaba otwiriremu kubanga ife tuli baana bo era tutambulira mu mubiri guno ogwonoona lata ndikusengera abonabona abali kuvunvuga eŋŋendedde endawulo bano bandikujja ndikujja Kampala bandikujja wanga bali mu motoka ed'endawulo abali mu dibaasi abali mu digalukolobo abali mu dikosta abali mu kandi twakazaako dikabuyonjo abali ku bigere n'abali ku pikipiki nga balina eŋŋendedde endawulo dde bali kujjamu lata tusaba obatuusa miraala baba n'aba abaziza mirimu tusaba obatemera enjira edde emirimu abaliikola bano bantunda naana ntunda butungulu ntunda biriŋŋanya ntunda butunda abalina emirimu egy'endawulo baba tusaba obenga ogifuwa ku bwefu bwabwebuka era ni baba bo n'abaziza mirimu tusaba obabenga obatemera butemere bwa njira bafune emirimu lata tukweyanziza tusaba bingi era twayatula bitono mu linnya ly'omwana wo Kristo Yesu Omunazaaleesi amiina mwokalanira musaako kubateza omwoyo gwa busoga
abantu bonna balikuwuliriza rediyo yaife ya busoga mbalamuza mwena mwena mu linnya lya Yesu
ebananga akwirira mu lwemba taluwomya oyo ni mugandange Sufu mukalani omwana enzala yagala ebudde akaba galeere baba abalamu isaaku yeena nende okulamusaako omukaire wange na siimu omwinike ebugemba awo maama we bali kubanga okuuma baidukulu bo nalamusaako mukyala wange supesiyoza babirye awo emafubira maama ebikuluma bikuleke era nabanga namusaako ni maama wange mukisa prose awe ne mafubira ni mama ange birungi sala erebu wenge ni mzai wange ntende eriki we nakula mwisa kumzai wange swaibu we na tikwela vire Lydia mchala msumba we na unendo kubanga nkula msaku na abangera na msaku muganda ange Benadi Benadi yao kuluwa surodi we waliku bango weleza abantu kumobile money abantu mwine mtu wagira kutina onika mini supermarket ye nao kuluwa siyao asobolo kwida walo nda mchoye nda twaba tusaka soka mini supermarket yao kuluwa si opposite rubas market Benadi geleza abantu mkarani baba kadoko likako tuwe yongele yu
Amina you're most welcome today
Banange tubasanga aziza
we are doing okay
kasubira muri bukalamu
and for us we are happy that God has allowed us to come here today
Banange fe tulibasanga avu tichibomba tukani okutuka no lwa lero
it is not usual
tichira kuba chabulido
but because of his grace
ayo lwechi sache
he has enabled us to be here
atukani okuba gano
so that we can hear his word.
Oloni tubenga tulile kibonoche.
So we have been doing a little bit of discussion here and there.
Tubenga tukubagania bituvo ganonigale.
And thank you for all that have been contributing.
Elani kwimwa bakuba amasimo ba mama ni ba baba twabe yanza.
I know there are some people who have called my personal number urging us to do another discussion. And like two or three were asking us to do or to discuss about marriage.
Eranga babiri kubasatunga bari kubanti lwaki tutukubagania bidubo kubyabufumbo.
When that time comes we will do that.
Akatufuba kali bakatu setuli chikola.
But for today let's agree and we study from the book of Mark.
Onalero katusome kitabo cha Mariko.
Mariko chapter 1.
Mariko nkenge soka.
We shall see how far we shall go according to the time.
Tunabo na chibomba gana tukomyolwa lero.
But before we begin, the book of Mark is having an outline.
Banange ngatukali kujagala Mariko na aline ngeri ya senge kamwe bintu.
So this book, the purpose of writing this book
Mariko lwaki yandika enjiri ene ya Mariko
is to present the person and the work and the teaching of Jesus Christ.
No kubange eraga ngeyoleka omuntu Kristo Yesu nensomesaye.
Or in a very simple way to say to a person of Jesus work of Jesus and teaching of Jesus.
Mungeri enangu nti omuntu Kristo Yesu endegeresaye niye mwene.
And when we read this book we shall see a lot of these three things.
Eratu nabanga tusome kitabo kino tudda kubona ebintu bino kamala.
Something that is interesting is we shall see that the person who wrote this letter or this book is unique.
Banange ekintu ekino na kiri nti omuntu eyakulukuniya ekitabo kino yegandawulo.
The author he is called John Mark.
Oyo omukulukuniya embaluwa eno oyo bamweta Yohana Mariko.
And John Mark was not among the disciples.
Ate Yohana ono Mariko tiyali omu kwa abayi kumi n'ababiri.
He accompanied Paul in his first missionary work journey.
Ye yagerekera ku Paulo mu lugendo lw'olusooka olw'obuminsani.
If you read in the book of Acts chapter 13 downwards, you
will see. Osomye kitabo ekyebikolwa enkenge ye 13 edda kuba ngobona Mariko ono.
And this book was written to Christians who were living in Rome.
Erani embaluwa eno oba ekitabo kino kyakulukunizibwa nga bakisindika eri abakristo abaali mu Roma.
But now remember the people who are living or Christian who are living in Rome.
Kale ni abakristo abaali baangalira mu Roma omwo.
The culture of Rome was not the same as the culture in Israel or in among the Jewish people.
Kubanga obuwangwa bw'Ekiroma bwali bufanana na buwangwa bwa Kiyudaya.
Therefore, the perspective of John Mark is the perspective from the Roman point of view.
Kale ni endowooza ya Mariko ono yali ng'efaanana n'endowooza y'Ekiroma.
So he writes this book between AD 55 and 65.
Era nga agandika ekitabo kino nga kusu amazo okuja
It was during the reign of the empire called Tiberius Caesar.
And
what happened this time, they were excellent in communication and transportation. In fact, when you see as they were moving from Rome to Corinth to all these different locations, it shows that they were really good at what they are doing. So those are some of the introduction part of this book. But why should we introduce this book that way? Why don't we just go straight from verse 1 and go down? It is important for you to know what surrounds the scripture you are reading. I wanted to start a certain business, I was told. They told me, no, you need first to know the background of this type of business you need to know who like whatever you want to sell. And whether they will buy or they will not. So they ask me to look for the background. So why do we do the background? So that we are aware how the market is. So as we read this book of Mark, introduction will help us to understand what is going on. So there is a birth of Jesus, always we know in the beginning of the gospel. Let's see how this book begins. This is a very interesting one.
Okay, katubone ekitabo kino engeri Mariko bwachandula.
So verse 1, chapter 1, it said the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophecies. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching baptizing of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in Jordan River, confessing their sins. Verse 6, now John was clothed in with the camel's hair and with the leather of belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey and preached, saying, there comes one after me, who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Up to verse 8.
Gano ni Mariko, gagandika Marike, nkenge soko, likono lilo soko ati. Entandika ya maulira makalamu aga Kristo Yesu mwana wa Chibumba. Era nga bwe kyagandiikibwa wa Isaayo mulanzi kiti, bona ndi kutuma omukwenda wange okukulembereramu okutegekerera ganaabita. Nti eri yonna eiroboozi eri oyo alangirira mu irungu ati, mutegeke enjira ya musengwa, mutereze ganaabita. ngolo ni Yohana omubatiza aboneka mu irungu ngalangirira abantu benenye babatizi babamale basonije binagabu yaibwe abantu besombanga okuva mu kikedeze ky'Ebuyudaaya yona yona nabo mu Yerusalemu bona bona baje ye Yohana yababatiza mu mwiga Yorodani nga batula ebinagabu yaibwe ekivalo kya Yohana kyalinga kyabuviri bwangamia eranga yesibo olukoba Oluwumu nkende era yali yanga nzige na mudenene gwa mu nsiko yayegeresa ati oyo anindirira asingire gwe nindirira asingire lagala obukumu era tigwanire nako kutama kumusubula busibiro bwanga itode nze mbatiza na madi ayoyo alibatiza na moyo mwamufu.
So we see a very interesting way of beginning this gospel. And I think this explains because the writer is not among the disciples of Jesus. So he is writing from a different perspective, not from the perspective of disciples. And I love that because there is no one to convince him or pay him to write falsely. You know how we can be human beings. When you want to publicize yourself, you can pay people money to write well about you. And this is not what John Mark did. For him, he wrote how he saw things and how he understood things from his perspective. And he was writing to address a certain group of people at that time. And now, this tells us or shows us the authenticity of the Bible. That we have many different writers, but they still deliver the same message that God intends us to hear. Therefore, that's why we always teach and say there's no error in the Bible. And when you find one person saying that there is an error, it means that that person has refused to understand what is there. Or he is deciding to follow his own philosophy or somebody else's
philosophy.
But when you see all the 66 books that were written, they were pointed just on one thing. They were pointed on the truth. And what is the truth? The Bible tells us in the book of John that I am the way and the truth. So the truth is one, which is Jesus Christ. You cannot have any other truth outside Jesus Christ. Therefore, you cannot say that the one who orchestrates the truth is false. Or he contradicts himself. It is just because you have not decided to follow him. Or you are following partially. Is why you see all those errors that you think they are. But you see, the book of Isaiah was written very many years ago.
Kale ne kitabo cha Isaiah omulanzi Isaiah yagandika enkumi n'enkumi z'emyaka enuma.
But in chapter 40 verses 3.
Wabango jire munkenga eyano lukono lilo lwokusatu mu kitabo cha Isaiah.
It says the voice of the one crying in the wilderness.
Ngakoba teroboozi lyoyo ali kulirira mu irungu.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Ngakoba temuteketeke amajira ga msengwa.
Make straight in the desert.
Ngakobati mumujemmaiso mwaule ebena bena marungu
a highway for our God.
Erana majirage gafuka gamsetwe.
Those are very many years that Isaiah is prophesying about the coming of the Messiah.
Kale niganoni Isaiah ngago bulanzo bwo kwida kwa msengo wa Kristo Yesu.
How about the book of Malachi?
Ade kitabo cha Malachi.
The book of Malachi chapter 3,
Malachi enkenga ya kusatu,
verse 1.
Olukono lilo olusoka.
It says,
Malachi ngaandika ati,
behold, I send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me.
Ngakoba ati omusengwa edda kubanga asindika omukwenda we edda kubanga ateekateeka amajira gengana abitamu.
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
Ngakobati olomusengwa kibumba yemuli kwagala aliba alibanga abazindukiriza.
Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight in you delight.
Ngakobati era n'omukwendo oyo gye mwegomba okubona.
Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
Alida yalangirira endagano yange.
Now, Isaiah first of all begins to prophesy about the coming of Jesus.
Kale Isaiah nga alangirira maidaga Kristo Yesu.
And it takes a lot of years.
Erani au chatwala emiaka n'emiaka.
Hundreds of years, and then we see Malachi prophesying of the very prophecy.
Waibitawe emiaka. Olwo ni twabo na Malachi yena yede yabanga agumiza obulanzi bulobuli mu Isaya.
Now, one thing that those of you who read the Bible that you know is when you see something being repeated.
Kale ni kwimwa abasomi ba Bible obone ekintu nga kiranga inwam.
It means that there is emphasis on that thing.
Ekitegeeza nti ekintu ekyo kiba kiranga inwam bakyakuteebwa kuisira.
You need to put emphasis on it.
Kitegeeza nti kirebwa kubwaisira.
Because it is important, it's valuable, it's worthy.
Kubanga kyo kya mugaso.
Now you see the prophecy of Jesus is coming so far twice.
Kale ni obulanzi bwa Kristo Yesu bwiddaawo emikuzo ebiri.
In different times which are very much far years, many years apart.
Kale ni awo emyaka n'emyaka nga gimaze okubitawo.
But that is not the end.
Aye tine nkomerero.
We see even as in the time when Mark is writing, he quotes those very scriptures.
Kale nitubona era nga ni Maliko nga agandika atula ebyagandikibwa byene ebyo.
He quotes that book of Malachi.
Era nga ayogera endogera yene Malachi gyeyagandika mu kitabo kye kya Malachi.
To confirm the truth that has been spoken.
Okuba nga akakasa amazima ago agayogerwa.
Remember, I have told you that the 66 books, they talk about the truth.
Kale ni mwidukire ebitabo enkaga n'omukaga byo bikakasa bw'amazima gagema Kristo Yesu.
And we have said that the truth we are talking about is Jesus himself.
Kale ni amazima ge tuli kwogera kuna agwagoyo Kristo Yesu.
So that very truth is being confirmed through the prophecies that have been made by Mark.
Kale ni aga amazima olonga gakasibwa obwo obulanzi obwo bitamu Maliko.
And he said that this gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Ngakoba tienenjiri ebita mwana wa kibumba Kristo Yesu.
Now I know that statement right there could bring 1,000 discussions.
Kale ni awo kyendogeere ekyo kinzo kubanga kikubaganibwa ku nebiduvo enkumi n'enkumi.
You know when someone say that the other man is the son of Kirunda.
Wale bavere nakoba nti mtabani ga Kirunda.
I know so the clan of Kirunda, this boy is coming from that very.
Ngakoba ati be oyoni kakaire oyo mwisemena oyoni chibedi ayo mwisemena.
Now it's the same thing when we say Jesus the Son of God, it means he belongs to God, he is also God.
Ekitegeza nti omwana oyo wabanga avire mchika chaba isemena yazalibwa Kirunda abachi aba mwisemena era nti Kristo Yesu mwene oyo mwana wa kibumba
okuba enengubuza omwana wente tumuita tutya
omwana wente abante
omwana wa msota
guba msota
which means the son of God becomes
aba kibumba.
So Jesus himself, according to the scripture, he shows us that Jesus is God. I know, having made that statement, some people have turned radio off or have run away from
it.
It's not us saying is what is written. So if Jesus is the Son of God, so that ownership of the truth on him is valid because he is the son of a God who is truthful. In verse 4, it says, John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. Then all the land of Judea and those of from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in Jordan River, confessing their sins.
Ngakoba ati abantu besombanga okuva mu kikezezo ky'Obuyudaaya yona yona n'abo mu Yerusalemu bona bona bajeye Yohana yababatiza mu mwiga Yordani nga batula agana gagaibwe.
Now when you read from the book of Matthew, the time when John the Baptist was born, it was the very same time Jesus was being born. So this is to say that these two people were about age mates. The difference was the John was called to baptize people. And to teach repentance. And talking of repentance, we really need to emphasize the idea of repentance. We are human being and we fall short of God's glory daily. We need to learn how to repent and to ask God to forgive us those areas where we fail. And this is what John was doing in his daily life. Teaching them and telling them the kingdom of God is about to come.
Repent
Stop living in a sinful way. Start living in a way that pleases God. And that's what he did day in, day out. And they say that the land of Judea and those of Jerusalem went out to him.
Yakobati, abomunseyo, ebuyudaya, ne Yerusalemu, bajanga jaliyo kubanga abayimika.
You know, when you are preaching the gospel and people can travel from all corners to come to you.
Kale obanga osomesa enjiri obuliyo kibono kya musengwa, abantu bavunvunga engendo bayita gyoli.
It means that what you are teaching is true. Or it might be false but convincing the people. But for John was teaching the truth from the word of God. And he used to baptize and help people to repent. And because of that, all the Judean people and Jerusalem all came.
Era niolwecho abantu okuva mu Yudaya okuva mu Yerusalemu besolonga.
Now, I've seen several crusades that are happening in different places. And the purpose of the crusade normally is to preach to the unbelievers, people who don't know Jesus.
Bananga lwaki abantu batawo enkungane the bakaza crusade. Lwakubulira kibono kya musengwa eri ababataidi Kristo.
But something that is shocking.
Ayibananga ekintu ekindasamiriza.
You see so many buses ferrying believers from their churches.
Obonanga amabasi ono gatandise okusomba abantu okuva mu makanisa agenda ulo.
From different villages carrying people feeling
basomba okuva embiko basomba lyo basi yebudondo wabayo basi yebugembe erikuleta abantu kulukungana abalokole mu makanisa.
And you bring these people to the crusade ground.
Wabatola yo batole ebugembe embiko wabaleta mu lukungana.
Now who is lying to who?
But nani ali guya mwine?
Because we can see the big crowd, yes. Which is great. But have you achieved the purpose? Because to achieve the purpose of reaching to the people who are lost
is
simply to find means of reaching to those lost people.
It's
not going to bring people of church to the ground where you are looking for the people who
are.
So John did not do that way. For him,
it's
simply preach or taught the word of God. And people came to him. They came to him and listened to the word of God. In verse 6, the Bible says, now John was clothed with a camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And he ate locust wild honey. And he preached, saying, There comes one after me who was mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose it. Verse 8, I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Yaya geresatio yo ayo anandidida ansingirela gala obukumu eratigwanire nakukutama kusibula busibiro bwanga itode.
So we see here the Bible describes who John is.
He's
a person who was clothed with a camel's hair. With a leather belt on his waist. In today's life with all the development, if somebody is found dressed that way, you will say that he is bewitched or is a witch doctor. And to make matters worse, the Bible says, this man ate only locust and wild honey. Now you find somebody dressed with leather and the hair on his body, and now in addition to that, he is not eating usual food, he's eating locust, he's wild honey, this funny thing.
Oyoni ngatali kumena tali kobatia akandiye mboli edo obaka kamdiye gwakawunga ko bando yo menere kumkene.
I think the people of Uganda will not worry because they already eat senene and what have you.
Abantu abayidinda na tutwida kufayo na abana Uganda kubanga senene abantu abasinga badegomba nokudegomba kudusula kumwitama.
But there are other places we which people think you should never eat the ensenene.
Galia waliye bife bindi ngole bwakubo nango likuri ensenene yego gani yego yego gano kwego gabyalire.
But there was a reason why John is being described this way, or he did what he did.
Waliye songa lwachi yoana ba baja mama isoba mwino ngola musambeti.
In theology we would call him a Nazarite.
Erani mubya gandikibo bamungere ye Bible ntyo yainza okuba mu Nazareth.
A Nazarite is a person who sets himself apart for God.
Oyo mu Nazareth no yo muntu yeyaula ku lokuweleza msengwa.
And you know, this body of ours demands a lot of things.
Bana mwidia mibili yeja ifejino, abali amere, mibili jino jituba andebi ntu kamala.
It demands us that we should dress nice.
Ere mibili jituba andantbe, yambala bulonji.
It demands us that we should be eating chips every day.
Ere jikoba antbe, olino kulia bulonji, olino kulia kuhulonji gena.
By doing that, you are moving away from God. There are people even who cannot give themselves an hour of prayer without food.
Wali abantu abatasobola kutyama mu kusaba esala namba eti nga talire.
There are people who can never give up their food to have a relation with God.
Wali abantu abatasobola kwerekereza mere bafune enkulagana ni msengwa.
And yet we desire the things from God.
Aya tenga twegomba ebintu bya kibumba.
And then when the pastors teach and say you need to have a good relationship with God.
Aya ni mulewe muyeyo bwabulira nto lino kuba nekolagana nungi ni kibumba ngoko bati necho chene.
And yet you cannot give yourself 1 hour with God.
Aya ngate tusobola kwewa saga ndalete ni msengwa.
Even 30 minutes just to read the Bible and understand something.
Nega badachi kasa tugonka gati osoma Bible iyo benku nicho tegera mu Bible.
But this man gave his life.
Kaleni omusadono yagayo bulamu bwe Yohana.
And he ate undesirable food to man.
Yali ebintu ebitegombe kakulibwa.
For the sake of the ministry that God has given him.
Kulobulungi bobuwelezo bokibumba bwe amtamikono je.
And sometimes, you know, we can fast, what with bad intention.
Oh, David said, "Amen." To just to sibia, sibia, inga chile to sibia. Kuli na biyo tuenda, tuendeza bwe, yendeza biya bwe.
Our intention is, my church. I want my church to be full.
Inga iwo jamu ma isoga sibia akoboti ya ah, nenda kanisa yanga idule.
And when it has finished to be full, you forget God.
Olumala kanisa yoku chibumbo olumala kuiduza kanisa yopa.
So the only thing somebody might be thinking about is how many buckets should I design? Some people put for development. One for Mama Kanisa.
Yatola ya kaibo. Akandi akokudula MP ya ngako kamama kanisa.
One special for pastor.
Ere yaleta yonaka ibakandi okubanga ko kamyo iwa myoyo.
Airtime and transport for pastor.
Ere yata yonaka ibo aka airtime era nentambula yo mlyo iwa myoyo.
Put another basket for emergency money for pastor.
Ere wata yonaka ibakandi aka sent dobye bigwatibiraze ede mlyo iwe myoyo nede ngaito basonda nede suti.
But the sad news is that whoever is planning and writing those things is the very pastor.
Ntio muntu atekateke ebintu ebyo era ne mlyo imwe noyo we myoyo ayenda kuba dola mabwampia.
So how can you set your life aside for God if you make yourself a priority?
Wobai iwasabola kutawa akaire kamsengwa nganiwe wesoso wazabuli chimo yenda chibe chicho limlio iwamyo ayanga buli kamo yenda kabe kako.
You need to find that point where you sacrifice your life.
Omulio iwe myoyo omusumba omusaji akaba wa mukama yaiwa kama futolino ofuna kwa akaire wena wo wayo obulamu bwo.
I love that John was able to sacrifice his life and set it apart for God.
Ngonsa ino tiyo yowana, yewayo, yawayo bula mubwe, kuloku bangaweleza msengwa.
And he says that the Bible says that he preached saying, therefore comes one after me who is mightier than I.
Yakoba ati yeye kilesati oyo, anandirida, ansingirida lagala, obukumu.
So if John was not separate or set apart for God,
obanga Yeyowana singati yaya ulibwa kuluwa msengwa.
If he had not made that big sacrifice.
Singati yega yonga msengo.
If he disobeyed God in that calling.
Singati ya ulilari kukowola kwa msengwa.
There is no way he would understand the one coming after him to be more mightier than him.
Tiyari tegeire ntio yari kuida amsingire ya lobu kumu.
Now here is the deal about us.
When you
see a young man coming up and is preaching more than you
do,
you look for a way of knocking his head so that he does not preach anymore.
Or you look
for something that will make this person to get expelled from the church.
But
some people are evil enough not only just to remove from church but to nullify you and make you public.
And some
people are so when you are out there trying to do the ministry, everybody will say, ah, that person is not right.
But why? It's
because somebody is just doing his best and another person is feeling jealous.
Ola alikola, alikola bulungi, alikola chasobola. Aye woliawo kumugemera bwansalwa, omunotaire bwamoni ndo, oyo taida kubitawo.
But someone who has given themselves to Jesus. Someone's whose life has been set apart for Jesus. Someone who has decided to sacrifice his life for Jesus. He will have conviction within their heart. To understand that what is coming is more bigger than me. It can help them to know what is coming is going to be helpful for the church of Christ. What is going to come is going to also help me grow in my faith. But many of our time, we diverge that thought. So that we can satisfy our
ego.
So the Bible continues to say, one after whom I, whom is mightier than me, whose sandal strap I might not, I'm not worthy to stoop down to do what? To lose it.
Ngakoba atyo ya singire lagalobu kumu edati gwanile na kukutama kusibulula kusibiro bwanga itode.
So we see John already understood who was coming.
Yeyo wana yategera nani ali kuida.
It's only until when we set ourselves apart for God.
Eve kasatumalo kwe ya ula kuluwa msengwa.
We will never understand who he is.
Tutwe dakuba anga tutagela chibumba nani.
And how can you make yourself available so that you understand God?
Iwewe fuloti, iwe sabulo kuba wotia, okuba ngote gela chibumba.
It is simply to give your life to Christ.
Changu ino, kuwa yobula mbwede Kristo Yesu.
Make yourself available to him.
Okobo timsengwa andivu okululuo.
And he will use you the way he wants in the best way possible.
Era idakubanga kukoze samungeri jayenda.
He will lift you up.
Era idakubanga iwa akusitula.
He will teach you his ways.
Aidakubanga kwe gere sama jirage.
And he will not make, you will never feel left.
Era utoidakuli roti oleka iru wa itario.
But that happens when we accept to be set apart.
That
means we have to swallow our pride.
We have to
learn to do away with things that we want to satisfy our flesh. That's the only time we can understand God. But as far as we continue operating on this flesh, we may not be able to experience the spiritual benefits. So we see here in verse 8, say, indeed, baptize you with water, but the one coming will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, who is coming, had more power than what John had. And before even Jesus says anything or anything about Jesus is put down, like we are going to see, what is bringing a point that he could not baptize Jesus because of the high ranking Jesus was.
Olokubanga Yesu yali mobede, yali mukumu, yali mukologo.
It's only the Holy Spirit that lets you know that Jesus is above you.
Era moyo mwamfuni yenka asobola okutegeza nti Kristo Yesu mukumu
okukusinga. It's only through the Holy Spirit that God can help you to understand his word.
Era ni moyo mwamfuna asobola okukutegeza era gategere kibono kya Kristo Yesu.
It's only through the Holy Spirit that you can start making the right decisions.
Kale okubita moyo mwamfuni mwonka mwasobola okubanga otandika okusalawo okusalawo okutufu.
You know what John says here, John Mark, is that when you are baptized with Jesus, you will receive, or you will be baptized by power. But what does the Bible talk about the Spirit of God? It's like fire, he cleanses us.
Omoyo wa msengwa aliyotibwa amulira dodi ya meso da tuba bulaku da tulongosa.
You know, in the book of Zechariah there is a scripture that talks about that gold is known or tested through fire.
Ngakoba ati zahabu ya jamaiso akenenulwa ngamaze kusamusibwa muliro,
and then it becomes pure.
Oloni afuko mukenenule.
So when we are baptized by the Holy Spirit, we become new vessels.
Kale tubanga twenikibwa moyo omwa mufutufu kabigumbe biyaka,
we don't stay the same way we were. And I know you might have one, two, three things you're still struggling with. But as life goes on and you're still serving God, he will grant you grace to overcome that. So I pray today that you will set your life aside for serving God. That you will value God to be a very high and important thing in your life. And God will be above these desires of the flesh. And when you do that, God will fill you with his Spirit. And he will always minister to you and minister to other people through
you.
So I pray that God will help you so much. We would continue from there, but because of time, we shall begin from verse
9.
But remember to set apart some time where you have a fellowship with God.
Not
only going to church.
Just
even at home, or 30 minutes, 1 hour, something like that.
Yeah.
There are Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Till next week. Mwebale
kwe kumira kumoyo gwabusoga kibomba kume katuvujirire tusenge. Lato wo mu weekend baba tukweyanziza olwekibono kyo era baba nga bwokoboti tweyawule tufune yakale tusobola okwawula mu kuweereza mukaira ketwawula mukuba nga twogera kunige baba ebiseera ebisinga twemalira mu bintu omuzira nsa mu bintu omuzira makulu aira tatubanga tweyawuire kululwo. Tudinto edda kutubisamu era tutuuse mu kifo ekyokwesiima. Baba nsengera abalwaire oba engo bataaka omukono gw'ogoonya. Baba ababakadaagadaaga oba nga obaigulirawo enjira abali kunoonya emirimu batemera enjira bazirangira. Ayirata n'abaana abali kuva ku masomero abali kuwuumula nga bali kwira mu luwuumula luno olw'ettaamu ey'okubiri. Baba tusaba bwa busabe. Babenga bakutegeera babenga bakwagala mu luwummula luno era baba babenga bama bana bankizo ino mukubanga bagondera bazaire baibwe ayirata najja maiso nasengera abasawo nasengera abasomesa nasengera abavuzi abamamotoka nasengera abakozi abenda ululata ndisigala ngo bakozesa mukuweereza mu mirimu gyaibwe nga baweereza abana Uganda baba asabira mama Uganda. Nasabira mama Busoga, nasabira mama Africa, nasabira isengendo nabulamu ono, nasabira abantu abali mu Gaza, abali mu Palestine, abali mu kudagadaga, abali mu kudobadoba, nasabira abantu abali mu Ukraine, babera nasabira n'abantu abali mu Sudan, n'abantu abali mu Libya, agali entalo dinini ntire, abantu bali kuitangana encho naigulo, ai baba, niyo wenkole temirala mu isengendo nabulamu ono, baba tusaba emirala jibugane munsedo nenda tukiriza baba naba bakali kutegera babenga bayigulawo amawaito gaibwe agemyoyo babenga bakusangaza ayirata wetubanga tuli kudda mu lugendo luno olugendo lwa baba kuvugiriramu olugendo lwa bantu bakwikiririzamu ayirata tusabira abalwayiro bateko omukono gw'ogwonya twasabira n'abakulembeze ba Uganda n'abakulembeze ba Busoga n'abeyinda naba lyo ibe myoyo baba tubasabira tusaba bingi twatula bitono mwina lyo mwana wa Kristo Yesu wa Nazareti amen abana mwe balekwe kumira ku moyo gwa Busoga tusima bwongerwa mutabani wanga irege baziriyo ere kikondo tia tusubiza ko lomena baba leto mena gankobo tia ninye aletera abana baba namenera ku mboli muzaye pita wena nendo kulamusaku awe masese Ramsa komukaire gange adija namukasa agechukunu nayenda okulamusa ku omukaire wange dadada wange saoba gubike ebusikyawo ebulange mama wange Fatine ebulange tukwerabire mama wange Fatine namungalo we natukwerabire naramusa ku mulamu wange Loisi Munduru babale kubanga nkumira muganda wange era namukiza ni David Nadasa nolo muto wundi era nalamusaku abantu bange abebugembe muzeyi wange Swaibu Swabe nkula mwisaku nalamusaku Suli nalamusaku Fauzi Faluku Chibedi nalamusaku Nabdu Razaka we nkula mwisaku babani naze Fatuma Alima Mai Aisha mwe nambala mwisaku Chibomba abenga abakuuma era tudakwagana na sasiri kwida abantu abadde Bridge Calvary Chapel tubalamusaku abantu bange ab'omuloko mwena mbala mwisaku nayenda okulamusaku muganda wange Tanasi ne mulamu wange Dorini awebuwekula nti Chibomba abakuume era twagana ne sasiri kwida oyo atakuumira mpera abakuume muganda wange mukarani mukadaki kakasemba iwena lamusaku
Godfrey Ndenga woli gustumire muzee Peter bamaze kukutubira mama Flavia Peter Okotia
Edmond Bula
Bura Pamela au kugetia ife wangachi wa ife
isima
isima naba ndi bona tubatumire mkama aba we mikisa
mtabani wange Sam Chidoma wena nenda okulamusa kuna mukizani muwala wange mbikawo mbala mwisaku abantu bange mwena mwena abaidinda tubasima tubasimira ilala Alex goalkeeper kudamzi piti Amba Moses coach Abdalla mwena mbala mwisaku twagana nisasiri kuidana valenzi mwena mwena abadamzi piti mbala mwisa amina
Kubusoga wanugwe tusuga no bingo.